Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Knott, and towards Knickerbocker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker bunts in front of the plate. Desautels scoops up the ball and tags Knickerbocker for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath scores. Fleming scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive towards third. Blair catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreaux. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath bunts towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Heath scores. Fleming moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Mack moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Russ Christopher now pitching. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Suter reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Christopher, and towards Suter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jean Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive towards the mound. Bagby catches it and throws to first to double up Siebert. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jean Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Heath scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fleming. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bagby bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Knickerbocker covering, for the out. Desodles moves to second. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Desodles trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Wagner who tags Desodles, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Weatherly steals second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Suter reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Pete Suter. Jim Castiglia pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.